So I was quite late actually in making the decision to apply for bigger funding. I applied for funding, my first bigger bit of funding, in 2015. But I'd already been working for 5 years as a freelancer. Up until that point, I'd gone for smaller applications, or I'd self-funded. And by 2015, it had got to the point where I realised that if I wanted to progress my practice further or make a piece where I could actually pay dancers properly over a longer period of time, then I would have to apply for money because I couldn't afford it. And fair pay for artists is something I'm really passionate about. So that was a big driver for me in applying for funding. And then in terms of what that enabled me to develop, it meant that I could take my work more widely. I mean, the funding was still relatively, it was quite conservative. It was a substantial amount to me, but in terms of the wider field, it was relatively small, so it enabled me to develop a piece of work and then take it on a small tour. But it was about getting myself more out there and more known as a choreographer and as an artist, which I think when you're self-funding, naturally, it's much smaller. And it also enabled me to invest more time in my practice and in the making. In terms of bespoke or general funding, that's a difficult one because there are bespoke programs that are very specific to particular artists or particular types of practice or to a specific commission. So you're making work around a specific theme. I, in particular, struggle with those particular types of commissions. I don't tend to very naturally be able to make a piece of work based on an application that's already existing. So I tend to have an idea for a piece of work, and then it's a case of trying to find the funding. So in that way, general funding, I guess, serves me better if it's wider or more open. But then if it's bespoke, if you can tailor it to you, then that's amazing. There are particular pots of money for disabled artists or particular platforms for disabled artists. Depending on what it is, I might apply for that. But the disabled category is one I like to use sparingly, but also in a way that can serve me. So sometimes I'll use it and sometimes I won't. I, as you know, I tend not, the disability label isn't one that sort of first and foremost comes to my mind as an artist, but if it's gonna benefit me in my practice in some way, i.e. in terms of money, then there will be occasion where I'm prepared to use it. And then in terms of where there is a lack, I think there is definitely a lack of awareness in terms of access funding, or specific types of access, or there is only one pot of money available for support, which is access to work. Which has a range of problems at the moment. I think there is also a lack of funding around the notion of allowing artists to invest in their practice and to play. Metal is a very rare example in that, and I think that's why so many of us were so grateful for that opportunity, because the opportunity to play, be curious, to make mistakes is unheard of in the arts, almost. There is very much a focus on product in the arts, and I think that is where most of the funding is aimed towards. There is very little investment in process and in the artists themselves, or those programs where there is investment in the artists. Generally speaking, the reward or the award, it's not financial. It's mentoring time, or the opportunity to work with a collaborator, which of course is hugely, hugely valuable. But also the reality is that artists have to make a living.